Blog Talk Radio.
Expect the unexpected. Seeing before you know it, his covenant's not in vain. Once his promises start showing, so put your faith in motion. Praise him before you get it. Encouragement's on your radio, so come and listen in. It's Covenant Cafe. Come get some praise in your system with Lamont Ferguson. Poetic laces in the building for the moms and pops and children. Ushers, pastors, musicians, listen and pay attention. Expect a change and a difference. I'm too focused to let any doubt get in my way. Ultimate faith in God, I'll believe whatever he says. So glorify his name, he's more than worthy to be praised. I'm loving this covenant, Covenant Cafe.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Covenant Cafe. This is your host, Lamont Ferguson. Poetic Lace and Charlie is on a hiatus right now, but they're handling business right now. Actually, Poetic Lace is featured in a play, and he has a leading role as Jesus. Yes, yes. So keep him in prayer. Also keep my other co-host in prayer. Her grandson is ill in the hospital, so definitely have to lift them up in prayer. Before anything else get rolling, I'm definitely going to open up with a word, and our word for today is James 1:3, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Once again, James 1:3. Because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. We go through a lot of interesting things in our lives. Just like right now, Charlie, Baltimore is actually facing some things with her grandson being ill. You have to persevere. Lace is actually involved in a show right now, and he has to persevere because he has other things going on in his life as far as, you know, your regular work routine, his regular show routine, as well as being a part of a production. And this is a taste of your faith, because there are a lot of times where we feel that we can't go on, and we pray about it, and we still kind of think on it, which kind of holds us back from persevering. But with your faith, you have to have faith in God to be able to persevere, and your faith helps you. It develops that perseverance. And that is our word of the day. Before we get started, I have some world news. What's going on? First of all, we have 3 dead in a Kansas City shooting. This is definitely an unfortunate incident. This actually happened, like I said, in Kansas City. 3 dead at a suburban Kansas City shooting. This actually happened this afternoon. Three people died at a Jewish community center campus and retirement community in suburban Kansas City, and a 15-year-old boy is in critical condition. Their spokesperson said that two people died at the Jewish community center of Greater Kansas City campus in Overland Park, and one was killed at the Village Shalom, which is a retirement community that is several blocks away from the center. Now, a 15-year-old boy who was brought from the scene is in critical condition as well. They do have one person of interest in custody, according to their spokesperson. The authorities then immediately released further details about the shootings, including whether the center and retirement center community were targeted because of religion. Now, the Overland Park Police received multiple calls at about 1 o'clock p.m. Today. So definitely got to keep them in prayer. The Jewish Community Center of Greater Kansas City, Overland Park, also posted on their Facebook page this afternoon that a shooting incident happened near the White Theater entrance. Now, a second later post said that no shooting occurred inside, but in the parking lot. So definitely have to keep all those people that's involved in that situation up in prayer. I'm going to actually continue on through the story. It says everyone participating in the JCC program has been released to their homes. St. Louis resident Christy, 47, said her sister-in-law, Stacy, was at the center's pool with a friend and four little girls under the age of 7 for a swimming lesson, which ended about 12:45. They decided at the last minute to get the girls to the shower. They had just gotten four babies, and somebody yelled into the family locker room. We had an active shooter situation. So the women got into a cubby area, and they ready to push the little girls into four empty lockers. She noted that the woman and their children were not harmed, and they left the center about 2:45. So they have, right now, they have a heavy police presence at the campus. And they, like I said, they haven't released any other information regarding that. On to Chile, there's 16 dead there. A raging fire leaped from the hilltop to hilltop, killing at least 16 people and destroying more than 500 homes. More than 10,000 people were evacuated, including more than 200 female inmates at a prison. Now, this fire began Saturday afternoon in forested area. So keep all those people in prayer in that area. It's a lot going on. So definitely keep them in prayer. That's definitely a lot. Now, on to another incident that happened a couple of days ago, where the FedEx trucks ran into a bus full carrying high school students. And this story goes, the federal investigators say that they haven't found any physical evidence that a FedEx truck was on fire before it slammed into a bus carrying high school students, killing 10 people in the Northern California area. The bus was carrying the Southern High School students to a campus tour, and five students, three adult chaperones, and both drivers died in Thursday's collision. And that happened in Orlando, a small city about 100 miles north of Sacramento. So definitely got to keep those people in prayer. We're definitely going to come back to some more information as far as the weird news segment of our show. We do have a couple of people that we will be interviewing today. So keep your channel locked into the Covenant Cafe. We'll be right back after this song, Isaac Carey, Kareem, Clean This House, here on the Covenant Cafe. Okay, sorry, we're having some technical difficulties right now. It is. Actually, this is Chenita
There's
Jones.
A place
Get there.
That I want to go, where the sun is always shining, folks are always smiling. Go a place where crying is unheard of, dying ain't even thought of. Oh, a place where there's no color of skin and you won't find no sin. Oh, a place. And I wanna get there. Yeah, I'm gonna get there one day. I wanna get there, I'm gonna get there one day.
Forgiving me over and over again, yeah.
given up, done lost my house, done lost my job. Why walking out? These church folks say they my friends, but I'm all they talk about. I've been doing wrong, I'm so sorry. Lord, please forgive me. We confess to him, he'll remove all wickedness. The blood from your son will wash me from my sins. Clean this house from the inside out. Restore me. Take away my business doing it, no church or no Bible study, ain't been in my word. Now I know better than this, can't live my life in sin. We confess to him, he'll remove all wickedness. The blood from your son will wash me from my sins. Clean this house.
The best cleaner alive. Mm. Every now and then we all go through a little strife.
Yeah.
But if you let him, he will change your life.
Now I can hear you saying that life's been rough.
Oh yeah.
You've been going through
a
whole lot of stuff.
God specializes
in the impossible.
Impossible.
Just trust and believe.
Yeah.
His grace is more than enough.
Okay, that was Isaac Curry, Clean This House, as well as Tanita Jones, Get There. I've always liked those songs. Clean This House is a very, very good song. And it just goes within yourself to make sure you clean your house. Because, you know, it's spring cleaning is going on, and it's time for us to get that spring cleaning done, completed. So, you know, clean this house. And with that song, we want you to clean your house. And not your house, your home, but your house, your body. Cleanse your soul. So we're going to get into some weird news a little bit later. We got to understand one thing about what's going on here in the world. It's a lot of interesting things going on, a lot of shooting, unnecessary shootings. Not to say shootings are necessary, but just there's a lot of shootings going on within the military, the bases around the country, just random acts of violence. There's a lot of that going on. Just like earlier today with the Jewish synagogue, Jewish community center, three individuals were killed there. It was just a very, very sad situation because it's interesting because when I was growing up, I know people always say, well, the end of times are near. We're coming to the end of times, the end of times. And now it seems like it's more, that statement is a little bit more accurate now than ever before. Just the violence is unnecessary violence is going on. It's just very sad situation. I don't understand. Well, I do understand and somewhat of what's going on. It's definitely a test of faith, just like the verse we talked about earlier. We have to persevere. James 1, we talked about James 1 earlier. James 1, verse 3, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. And that right there goes a very, 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 very long way. Because, like I said, we have these situations that's going on around the country. The young are dying in big numbers. Just like what we talked about earlier, the FedEx truck crashed into the school, well, not the school bus, it was a charter bus with students on there. And took the lives of some students on that bus. Earlier this past week, you had a stabbing. A gentleman that went around stabbing students in the school. So the young are getting hurt and dying in big numbers. So we definitely have to keep an eye. I mean, keep an eye on our community. We have to uplift our community in prayer because there's a lot going on, and we have to be strong. Our faith has to be strong. We have to get our inner beings, our spiritual life together because of the turmoil that's going on. A lot of people, like I said, we always talk, well, Jesus is coming back. Jesus is coming back. This is ending times. These are ending times. And like I said, it's more prevalent than before. It's like, to me, it's like people are getting sicker as the days go by. Mentally, just tore up. For this kid that went through his school stabbing people, random situation, and they definitely said that that student was not targeting anyone specific. He just went on a rampage. But and also the bottom line to this particular situation, they said he was being bullied. And bullying is a huge, huge, huge factor in our schools. I think it's very sad. And we definitely have to lift our society up in prayer, because there's definitely a lot going on. So we definitely got to do that. And before we get into our weird news segment, I'm going to get into a song by Joshua Rogers. The name of this song is so good. And after that, we'll have Crystal Akin turn to him. And we all definitely need to turn to him here on the Covenant Cafe. This is your host, Lamont Purdy. Caller, you're on the air with the Covenant Cafe. This is your host, Lamont Ferguson.
Hey, how's it going? This is The Real.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
You doing all right?
I'm doing fine. Let me, you know. The Real, we definitely appreciate you calling in. My partners in crime are not available right now, but however, the interviews will still go on. So, what we do is we have this thing called a blind interview. You know, we definitely get the information in. I've, you know, read about you and all this good stuff. Now, let's scratch that. Who are you? How can you explain to our audience who you are?
Well, The Real is a man of many hats, a man of many talents, pretty much just an all-around servant of God. Man, if there's a need that needs to be met, pretty much The Real, if God leads him to, he's going to feel it. I'm a speaker, a producer, an artist, a husband, a father, business owner, just all of those things, man. Just serving God in every aspect of my life and trying to be a blessing to humanity, man. That's basically, that's what will sum up The Real. Just a man on a mission for Jesus and a man trying to impact souls' lives and to be a positive example and role model to our next generation, man. And just to leave the world a better place than the way I found it and to just be a blessing for those who are in need, who need to be inspired and lifted up and who need direction. So I believe God has given me a platform to do that in a variety of ways. And so I just try to channel all of my energy into all of the different talents God has given me and just be a blessing, man. That's basically it.
Okay. Now, how did you come up with that name, The Real?
Man, it's strange that you're asking that, and I don't know how, because actually this morning I was just meditating on that, but God actually gave it to me, man. When I first started rapping, I pretty much had a generic name, and it was Brother D, and the Lord had just put on my heart to literally start seeking him for a new name, and I began to do that, and I kind of played around with some names, and they didn't sound good. They sounded corny, and I'll never forget, man, it was in December of 2000, should have been four. Yes, I was in Destin, Florida, and Destiny was revealed. And, man, the Lord woke me up. It probably was about 2 a.m., 3 a.m. in the morning. And literally what it was while I was asleep, I saw the letters in my spirit, man. It was lit up, The Real, D-A-R-I-L. And so I woke up and I was like, that's it. And then the Lord began to reveal what each letter meant. And do you know, to this day, I actually hadn't exposed and expounded it to anybody what each letter means. But that's pretty much how it was revealed to me, man. The Real, D-A-R-I-L. And I embraced it and started using it from then on, and we've been using it ever since.
Awesome. Now, let everyone know, how long you been doing music?
Oh, man, I've been in the game since 99, man. I put out my first single that summer, and then I followed up with a full-length, well, an LP in 2000. Then I, it's been 15 years, man. This year makes 15 years. Yeah.
Awesome. Now, we have your song, Yes. Everyone have their own writing style. What is some of your writing patterns? I mean, do you write in the middle of the night, record your vocals in your phone as you're driving? How do these songs come about, especially this one, Yes?
Actually, man, it occurs in a variety of ways. You know, it could be, like you said, I could be riding at night. I could be sitting down. I could be praying. I could be just at my job or whatever, man. And the Lord would just begin to inspire and impress, and I'd just go with it. And the next thing you know, we'll have a song there. But there's no one set way that God inspires me to really do it. It's just I might hear a tune Or, like I said, I might just be sitting there, and then a chorus or a hook will come in my spirit, and I'm like, okay, that sounds hot. Now I write that down. And sometimes I may write a whole song in one sitting, but then sometimes I might just get a hook, and I just leave that. I won't force the issue. I try to allow the Holy Spirit to continue to inspire so I could get the full song from the Lord. And like I said, I just sometimes jot down, it might be a verse or it might be a hook. And then what actually ends up happening, many times I end up piecing songs or piecing parts together to come up with an actual song. But the inspiration just varies, man. I might hear, like I said, a beat, or I might just be thinking on a concept and a hook will just pop up out of nowhere. And then we'll just pretty much go from there.
Awesome. Now, how did this particular song come about? You want to give us a little backstory on this one?
Okay. Well, with Yes, Man, it's pretty much, I know, an older song, Yes to Your Will, Yes to Your Way, I'll Trust and I'll Obey. And that old chorus there was playing in my spirit, and then I kind of took it into a different direction and pretty much upgraded it to kind of fit our generation and to be current and relevant. But that's basically how that song got inspired, the song Yes. And then the artist who's singing it, man, she's a dynamic artist, Nauta Shirley out of St. Louis, Missouri. The Lord actually, that was a divine connection there. I went to Tennessee, and it should have been 2011, and it was an event called The Objective hosted by the Extreme Tour. And all of these years, I wanted to do a collaboration CD, but I never had the right artist. I just never had the correct chemistry to do it. And lo and behold, it was there, man, that I met a bunch of artists, and those artists actually comprised the Triple Threat CD. And she's one of them that I met there in Tennessee. And then the strange part about it, I performed in Pennsylvania probably about a month or two later, and then I meet up with her again. So that was pretty much a confirmation, and she and I hooked up and collaborated on that song. But, yes, that's pretty much how that song got inspired, man, through the old scene of Yes.
Awesome. So what we're going to do is we're going to get into the song Yes.
Okay.
And then we'll come back to you, okay?
I appreciate it. Awesome, man. Awesome.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is The Real Yes here on the Covenant Cafe.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Darrell, yes. Now, did you do the production on this?
Yes, I did the production on that one as well. Yes, yes.
Awesome, awesome. Now, do you have any projects that's coming up, any tours, or what can people see you at coming up?
Well, right now, man, I'm in the process of gearing up to release my fifth project, Triple Threat. And so I'll be lining up some gigs with that. And actually, if anybody's interested, you know, they could contact me regarding that. But, yeah, we're looking at kind of trying to get out there and expose that. I have a few gigs coming up locally. But, like I say, we're trying to piece together the marketing and promotion to kind of expand with the Triple Threat CD so we can get out and promote that. But I'm planning on releasing that this summer. I've released a few of the tracks off of it, a few of the collaborations to kind of see what kind of buzz we would generate and to see how people would receive it. And we've been getting some great responses, man, especially to the song Yes, and then there's another one, Nobody, featuring Tony Ward and his wife, Venus Davis. We've been getting a lot of good buzz and good feedback on that, and actually being aired in the UK and also in France on a few online stations and stuff. So, but yes, sir, we're gearing up to release that. And I'm also gearing up to publish my next ebook, man, A Greater Taste of Success. So we're pretty much going to coordinate those to the CD as well as the new ebook. But we're looking at doing that this summer.
Awesome, awesome. Now, where can people find you? Are you on Facebook, Twitter?
Yes, yes. On Facebook is just Darrell Music, D-A-R-I-L Music. On Twitter is Darrell One, D-A-R-I-L One. And then my website is Darrell.org, D-A-R-I-L.org. And my YouTube is Mr. Darrell One. And on it, I'm actually a host of my own TV talk show here. And it just made a year that we've been doing that. God's blessed us to be doing that. And that's been going real well. But a lot of my segments are on there. And then I have my music video to the song Thug Story that's real good that's on there as well. But they can check me out at those places. Those are my social networking sites there.
Okay. Now, everybody always have a ultimate collab or who they want to work with in the future or in the very, very near future. Who are some of the people that you would like to work with?
Okay. Would you say secular or gospel or either or?
Either or.
Man, I tell you, I would say in the secular arena, Pharrell. Man, I've always loved his production and his style. It's so unique and different. And so I've always gravitated to his type of style. I would love to do something with somebody like that. And then the Christian genre, man, there are just so many people. But I guess just right off the bat, probably somebody like Mary, you know, someone like that. Definitely. Those two are... I really love both of their styles as far as Pharrell and the secular with his production and just his style period. And then Mary, I love their swagger.
Awesome. You definitely can speak that into existence. You never know.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. Look, all things are possible to him that believes. So, oh, yeah, definitely, man.
All right. Before I go, I want you to repeat those social networks. Site that you people can contact you on, as well as if you want to drop them an email, your email as well.
Okay. The Facebook is Darrell Music, D-A-R-I-L Music. Twitter is Darrell One, D-A-R-I-L One. The YouTube is Mr. Darrell One. And my email address will be mrrilly@gmail.com. That's Mr. Really. @gmail.com. And my regular website is darrill.org.
All right. We definitely appreciate you taking your time on this Palm Sunday and sharing your music with us, your vibe. Definitely enjoyed it.
Yes, sir. Well, man, we appreciate you guys for having us, and we appreciate the opportunity. Hope the listeners could receive something, and definitely holler at us, man, and we look to connect with you guys. I'm also going to send you a copy, man, a complimentary copy of the ebook for you guys having me, too.
Awesome. You said ebook, right?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Okay. And give that title out for your ebook again.
Okay. The one that I'm about to publish is going to be A Greater Taste of Success, but currently they could actually purchase The Great Taste of Success from my website. But, yes, man, it's an inspirational book with proverbs in it, and it just gives inspiration and insight, helping you with destiny, your gifts, your talents, relationships, positive thinking, things of that nature.
Awesome. Definitely, definitely appreciate you, man. Definitely keep up the good work, and we let our dog pound hear from you.
All right.
That, like I said, really, really appreciate you calling in and taking time out.
Yes, sir. Well, yeah, well, like I said, thanks again, man, and we look forward to connecting with you guys again and keep doing what you're doing. You know, it's a blessing, people being able to give others a platform, man. So God is going to really bless you, and I believe God's going to expand what you're doing, man, take it to the next level.
All right, appreciate you.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, and be blessed.
All right, you too.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Darrell here on the Covenant Cafe. We'll be right back.
We couldn't see. talk to you for a second. There may be somebody out there who's experienced blessings in every lesson you've gone through in your life. So, Leandra, I need you to testify. I need you to talk to that man, that woman, that boy, that girl, and let them know the blessings that came out of every lesson. Talk to them.
Yeah. get here? How do I stay? When it ends, what will you say? Engulfed in the fire, submerged by the flood, I'm nestled in your love. That's so incredible.
You tap me on the shoulder and reminded me of favor. I'm wonderfully made, oh, and constantly amazed and rejoicing every day at your marvelous work. Oh.
Move on, make your way down to the altar, hand it over and leave it there. You got all the stress and you need some peace. Come on and get your breakthrough.
Breakthrough.
Haven't you been suffering long enough? Make your way down to the altar. Hand it over, leave it there. It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright.
Nice back-to-back tracks here on the Covenant Cafe. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it is time to get into here on the Covenant Cafe. First up to bat, I'm going to tell you guys something. A squirrel, one squirrel managed to cause $300,000 in damage to building. Check this out. Officials say a wayward squirrel caused about $300,000 in damage to an eastern Indiana community center set to open in June. Fort Wayne Parks Department officials say that the squirrel got into the electrical equipment of the building in McMillan Park last week, causing a power surge that damaged the heating and air conditioning systems and some parts of the boiler system. The squirrel did not survive. Parks Director Al Moll says the repairs will be covered by insurance minus the department's $50,000 deductible. The Journal Gazette reported that crews are working to make repairs so the center can open as planned on June 7th. A nearly $2 million project is transforming the former McMillan Ice Arena into a community center with basketball courts, an indoor track, and other activities. Wow. So, the squirrel didn't survive. Atheist attacks roommate he thinks is Jesus. Wow. This is incredible. Gustav has a cross beer. He's a self-proclaimed atheist accused of attacking his roommate, whom he thought was, yes, you heard, Jesus. As such, he believes that only an atheist attorney can defend him properly. Police in Orlando, Florida, allege that Pothoff attacked his roommate, Raymond Hernandez, with a glass cup and a butter knife on Monday. According to the police report, Hernandez said he went to the kitchen to get a drink when Pothoff suddenly threw the glass cup at him. When the cup missed Hernandez, Pothoff allegedly attacked him with a butter knife. Hernandez avoided injury both times. He told investigators that Pothoff told him he thought Hernandez was Jesus and wanted to kill him. According to the police report, Pothoff, 51, was arrested Monday and charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Now, the suspect did not mention Jesus when he told police his side of the story, but changed the story numerous times, according to the police report. First, he said he was in the kitchen when the glass broke. Then he said he was in the bedroom and finally outside. Officers found a broken glass cup and a butter knife on the living room floor, which were collected as, of course, evidence. Pothoff was taken to the Orange County Jail, where he remains. But his belief in non-belief came forefront during an encounter with a judge on Tuesday. He demanded that he be assigned a public defender who is also an atheist. It's just my human rights and everything else, Pothoff told the court. According to Orlando, I'm allowed to be with someone of my own kind. The judge told Pothoff, who was reportedly indignant, that if he wanted an atheist attorney, it would be on his own dime. That didn't sat well with the suspect, who said it's a sacrilegious thing. Wow. You know what? This was... Yes, exactly. Now, my last story. Check this out. Man, 92, writes his own three-word obituary. Yes, you heard it. He writes his own three-word obituary. The latest man to write his own obituary kept things about as short as possible. It read simply, "I am dead." Swedish 92-year-old Stig Kernel gave his funeral home instructions before he died on April 6th, and the funeral home followed through, publishing the three-word obituary in two newspapers yesterday. But the short and sweet obit made headlines, the local report's leading newspaper to publish a few more details of Colonel's life, and ultimately leading Colonel's son to write up a more traditional, longer obituary. Wow. They simply didn't want the world to think there was any bitterness surrounding Colonel's death. Rather, the short obituary is reflective of their father's sense of humor, says one son. And it has helped us to cope with the loss of him, and that he was not at all scared of death, he adds. He was a special man with a lot of humor and a twinkle in his eye. Colonel was an aerospace historian and transport technician with a pilot's license and a spot in the Guinness Book of World Records for the largest collection of aviation literature. And that ends the weird news. Man, I'm going to tell you what. Interesting. What we're going to do is get into Perfect People here on the Covenant Cafe, and we'll come back out to your boy, Deacon, see what he has to say about any of this.
This song is not for you. If you've never cried a river or had your heart broken too, this song is not for you. If every day you wake up the skies are blue.
From God.
You are not your own. And I'm saying this because you have to take care of your body. So take the proper precautions, because we all understand that this is definitely allergy season. And yes, you're absolutely right. It is allergy season. And I need to make sure, amen, amen. And 1 John 3:16 says, this is how we know that the love is what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. Amen? Yes, D. And John 15:13 says, greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. Amen? Yes, 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 Deacon. And I'd like to say this. John 1:12 says that yet to all who receive them, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Amen? Amen. Yes, Deacon, amen. You understand that James 1:12 says, blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. So, you're going through a trial right now, very temporary. Talent doesn't last always. Amen? Amen. Now, time for my segment that I call the, I gave it a name, I call it the, yes, I call this segment, this particular segment, the sermon. Amen. Here on the Covenant Cafe, and I have came up with this on the way here, and I thought it would be a fabulous idea to get in touch with yourself. Amen. So I don't know if you're ready, because I am ready to announce this is the first ever here on the Covenant Cafe, what I call the useless deacon. The useless deacon. Can you please? I'm sitting here waiting for you to do this. I call this segment that sermon. Here we go. Are you ready? You still see non-colorblind. If you didn't know that, Shakespeare invented the word assassination and bump. And did you know that your heart beats over 100,000 times a day? And did you know that there are 293 ways to make change? For out. Know that a cockroach will live 9 days out its head before it starves to death. Banging your head against a wall uses 150 calories an hour. Know that the strongest muscle in the body is the tongue. And I like to say that worms will eat themselves if they cannot find any food. Dolphins
feet with one eye open, it is impossible to sneeze with your eyes open. Slugs have four noses, and owls are the only birds who can see the color. You know that a man named Charles Osborne has had the hiccup for 69 years. A giraffe can clean its ears with its 21-inch tongue. The average person laughs 10 times a day. And did you know if you yelled out for 8 years, 7 months, and 6 days, you would have produced enough and sound energy to heat one cup of coffee? The human heart creates enough pressure when it's pumped out to the body. Did you know that? And did you know that if butterflies can just taste their feet? Wow. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Did you know that some lions can stand up by themselves? And let me go further into depth what I'm going to tell you. If a human heart creates enough pressure, well, fingernails can grow nearly 4 times faster than toenails. Most dust particles in your house are made from their skin. Did you know that the present population of 5 billion plus people of the world is predicted to become 15 billion by 2080? Women blink nearly twice as much as men. And did you know that small months that begin on Sunday will always have Friday the 13th? Amen. Amen. Well, that was interesting. I came up with this, and I know you're going to like it. I know Lace is going to like it. Amen. And I know everyone else will adore what I just did. Amen. So I am leaving you with this. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. And that was Hebrews 4:12. And before I leave, I'm going to leave you with this. Romans 10:17 says, consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ. Amen. I thank you for having me here this week on a Covenant Cafe. You take care of your allergy. And I will be back. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Deacon. That was pretty amazing. He said some interesting things. But, however, we're going to get into Positive by Mike Williams. We had this guy on our show sometime last year, and awesome, awesome guy. So we're going to get into Positive here on the Covenant Cafe, Mike Williams.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together on this one like this. We just want you to keep smiling out there. Keep a happy face. Stay positive in the midst of your tests and your trials. Let's take it, y'all. Sometimes life
can make you feel low.
You need some direction. You need to know where to go. Come on.
Direction.
Uh-huh.
Wanna know where to go.
Well, what's the next part? Just when you, come on.
Just when you feel low.
you feel like giving up, just when you feel like thrown in the towel, God's presence. You ain't on your own. Come on, stay positive. Yeah. Ready to answer. Know what, y'all?
After a while,
it's gonna be all over.
It will be all right.
Just keep a smile and stay positive.
Stay positive.
Let's take it to the drive, y'all. Come on, be strong.
Be strong.
And stay positive.
Stay positive.
Yeah. Come on, next part, y'all. Sing it right here.
Hold on.
And stay positive.
And stay positive.
We don't need y'all to groan, come on. Just stay positive. You keep singing that song of happiness. Sing this song right here. And stay positive. Let's switch it up a little bit for them, y'all. Harmony right here. Be strong.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a caller on our line. Caller, you are here. This is Lamont Ferguson from the Covenant Cafe.
Yes! Hi! This is Dynasty.
All right. Wow, thank you. Thank you for calling in and taking your time to call into the Covenant Cafe. This is your host, Lamont Ferguson, and you are?
Dynasty! Thank you so much for having us.
Dynasty. How many, it sounds like a whole clan of you guys.
It's just me and Ashley.
Awesome. Now, what I like to do is, you know, we are always reading information before you guys call in. Now, can you tell the audience who Dynasty is and who the Dynasty comprises of?
I'm sorry?
Can you tell everyone who Dynasty is?
Well, my name is Ashley, and my name is Crystal, and we're sisters, literally sisters, that are on fire for Christ. We started the organization in 2007, and we've been ministering and just giving back to the community, and it's just been a movement of just encouraging young people to be able to just be on fire for God and to just know that whatever they put their minds to, they can do it.
We are Christian pop singers.
Christian pop singers. I like that.
We do a little bit of everything else. We do a lot of different genres, yeah.
Okay. Now, you say for the younger generation, how old are you guys?
Ooh.
Okay. So we won't do that then. We won't do that.
No, we're not. No. This is Crystal. I'm just joking with you. You know, when women, when you start asking us how old we are, we'd be like, oh, no. But I'm 26.
You can say roundabout. Roundabout what?
No, we're in our 20s. Crystal's
26,
and I'm 22. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, let's go with the oldest sister here. How did you become who you are today?
Oh, my goodness, by training from my mom and my dad just being such a vital part of our lives and teaching us the Word of God and bringing us to church and just leading by example of how a young woman should be and just igniting that initial love for God in our hearts. And so that, the force is grown into what we have now. So I think that most definitely, and also the influences of our aunts, like we got some beastly aunts that sing gospel music. And so we were heavily influenced by them as well.
Okay. And then the younger sister, did you just follow along or did you have, you really had the same fire that your older sister?
Yeah.
Well, me and Crystal, we didn't actually become a group until she was in college. Crystal, she was actually in college, and she had a vision for Dynasty. But I honestly was doing other things. I was doing, like, my own neo-soul music. I was writing. I was doing more songwriting, and then okay. She just kind of developed me into being a singer as well with Dynasty.
Okay. Now, what is your writing style like? I mean, like, do you sit down and write and then Ashley say, hey, I'm going to add to that, or do Ashley, or do you guys just write together?
Well, initially, it just depends on what song. Most of the songs, I kind of came up with them, and then I came to Crystal, and Crystal, she put her flavor on them, and then we just pretty much co-write all of our music. But initially, it comes with a great idea, and then from either one of us.
And then a lot of times, we don't like to make it so serious. We just get in the living room, and Ashley will start playing the guitar, and we just worship God. Or we'll just sing about things that we feel and different experiences that we're going through at the time, and it just develops from there.
Awesome. Now, we have a song called Get Ready. Can you tell me how did you come about with this song? I mean, were you just at,
Yes, this is our last song that we recorded, and I just was telling my sister, I said, I just feel like God has a message for the people to just, you know, get ready, because a lot of times, and I rap on this record, a lot of times we walk around and we just think that we have all day, and it's like, I'll get ready. I'm comfortable. I'm doing me right now. You know, God ain't coming back tomorrow. Yeah. You know, we just come around and we have that perception. But God just told me to tell the people, hey, get ready. Mm-hmm. Tell my people about me. And so that's what this song came from.
Awesome. So what we're going to do is get into the song, and then we're going to come back. Okay?
Yes, play that, yes.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Dynasties. Get ready here on the Covenant Cafe.
Trumpets will sound, the dead in Christ will rise. Will you be written in the Lamb's Book of Life?
around like you got all day. I really like that concept.
That's dope.
Because people are walking around like we got all day. And go on to next, you know? I love the track. I love the way you guys push the boundaries. Now, as far as this, the social media, how do you reaching out to for people to see and hear what you guys are doing? Are you on Twitter, Facebook?
Yes, we're on Twitter, Facebook,
Instagram.
We even have Dynasty TV on YouTube. Also, we have our website that gives you links to all of our music. It's just
www.dynastymusic.com.
You can download everything, the whole album there.
And Dynasty is actually spelled kind of different. It's D-Y-N-A-H-S-T-I.
How did you guys come up with that?
That's actually the spelling actually is from our cousin. We thought that we would make it a little bit different, but we are joint heirs with the of the kingdom. We actually are God's kids. You know what I'm saying? So we are a part of God's dynasty.
Mhm. Awesome. Now, what type of feedback you want to give to the audience about your music? I mean, how can they get your music again?
Yes, just go to, it's on actually every outlet online, iTunes, Amazon. Just put in a name again, D-Y-N-A-H-S-T-I, Dynasty. And also our website is www.dynastymusic.com, and you can get everything there. Also add us on Facebook and all of that. And
Instagram.
Yeah, and you Google, and our name won't come up, and it'll show you all of our information.
Okay, so who are some of your big influences?
We have so many. Oh my goodness, one of the main ones I think would be CeCe Winans. She is like her, you know, who she is as an artist, and what she stands for as a woman is so beautiful to us. Jay Moss, the whole Jay Moss family. We had the opportunity to open up for Jay Moss in 2103 for the 4th of July last year. It was such a blessing. So that whole crew has just been such a huge influence to us.
Actually, one of my favorites is Lecrae. I'm really into gospel rap as well, so I like Lecrae. I like The Truth, and I like Hillsong. And
so yeah, it just goes on and on.
Oh wow! Now, do you have any projects that's coming up? Are you on tour, or you have any? What do you have coming up?
Yes, we actually, we're starting our college tour this week. We'll be at Paul Quinn College. It's a college in Dallas. So we're gearing up different things coming up for this summer. We're just super excited. So if you want us at your university, go to our website and just look under booking and go ahead and put your information down there. But we're most definitely trying to get a college tour going.
Awesome. Now, who are you going to be, who else is going to be performing along with you guys?
Right now, it's just us, but we're looking for different artists. So that also, if you have anybody that you're interested in to joining on the tour with us, let us know who you think would be a good suit for us, and put it to our dynasty@gmail.com email address, and we'll get back with you guys.
Oh, that's great. So you holding the tour down by yourselves right now, huh?
Oh, yes, and we're actually an independent label, noted as a label, and it's called Dynasty Entertainment Group.
Okay, so Dynasty Entertainment Group, you guys are doing a college tour, just recently released your album in March. now tell us what's going on with this album. This song here is a great song, Get Ready. Would you say people walking around like they got all day? I really love that. Now, what else is happening on this album? What other songs that are they all similar to this one or?
No.
We have a wide diversity of songs. I have another song, and I think you'll be hearing that today, actually. Candle is one of my favorite songs. It's just talking about how you're on fire for God, and we just want to let that light shine so people can see the glory of God through us. So
yeah, and all of our music in some way inspires. I pray it inspires and just leads people to Christ and leads people to just ignite that fire for them to go hard for Christ.
Okay, and before I go, we have to give the information out one more time, your social networks, where you're going to be, how people can keep up with you and all that good stuff.
Okay, if you would like to keep in contact with Dynasty, you can actually go to the website, www.dynastymusic.com, and you spell Dynasty, D-Y-N-A-H-S-T-I. I'm going to say it again, D-Y-N-A-H-S-T-I. You can look us up on iTunes, Amazon. We're on Spotify as well. And if you just go to our website, you can actually see all of the outlets that we're on. You can just click, and, of course, you'll be able to see us everywhere.
Awesome. I just went to your page. I got you. We got you.
Yay!
Right here.
Thank you.
Oh, man. Now, so with the social networks and all this other stuff, now, besides the college tour, is that your main focus right now? Is the college tour, or you just have other venues that's coming up besides
the
college tour?
No, we actually have, like, we're multitasking right now. We're gearing up for a radio tour as well. We want to travel to different cities. We actually just came from Iowa last month. And so we're trying to hit different radio stations and just get the word out about Jesus and spreading his name. And, we're so excited about that. Also, we have different merchandise that we're putting together as far as T-shirts are concerned and Dynasty apparel. And also a youth conference that's going to come up hopefully at the end of this coming up year, just gearing up to just inspire young women and young men to just let their light shine for Christ. So, yeah, we got a lot of stuff coming up.
Awesome. Now, one more thing, we have to find out who does the production. Is it, do you guys collaborate on a production, or do you have outside people coming in?
We had amazing producers. I just want to give a shout out to Ricky Offord. He did a lot of the music on the CD. We had Ken Williams,
Dion Yancey, Sean George, Eddie Ferguson,
JP
from the Kitchen Studios. He's done a lot of Erykah Badu's music. And so we just got – we had a lot of great musicians around us with this project, and we're so thankful to God for those different opportunities and connections that we've made and we have. So, we got a lot of people on this album.
Awesome. Now, what is your – do you have a favorite track on the – okay, each one of us, Crystal – and Ashley,
yeah,
I guess
Crystal.
Okay, Crystal, what is your favorite song on the album? And then Ashley, what is your favorite song on the album?
Oh, my goodness, this is hard. Yeah. You know what? I think my favorite song would have to be Destination's Near. I hope I didn't steal Ashley.
Oh,
but it's not that long of a song. It's like a clip. But in that clip that we have, the song, it encourages me. It's been so many times where I just felt like giving up, especially doing this project. Sometimes it can be so many pressures. A lot of people think, oh, you're doing Christian music or you're doing inspiration music. It's not hard. But there's a lot of different challenges that we had to face to birth the dream that God had for us. And it was a lot of days that I was just like, you know, I don't know if I can go the next day. And I listened to this song. God was just telling me, hey, don't give up. Don't let go. Your destination is so near. Just hold on to my promise. And so that song inspired me.
Okay. And then
yeah,
Ashley?
Yes, Crystal stole mine, but it's all right. I have another favorite on the album. It's called Life. It's number 2 on the album, and it is dope. It's really, really that upbeat tempo, and it's really talking. It has a great message. It's just talking about peer pressure, about things that everybody go through, that God can actually deliver you from. He's looking out for you, even though you're going through some crazy things. We're all struggling. God, he's a deliverer, and he's a healer, and he will pull you out of the worst situations. And so, yeah, that's one of my favorite songs, Life.
Awesome. And that's something interesting as well. You were actually a part of a generation where there's a lot going on right now, a whole lot. There's a lot with the social networking and bullying, which is leading to a lot of situations. Like the other day, earlier this week, the gentleman went through the school and started stabbing people. I don't know if you guys heard that story. So what is your positive feedback before we go for your generation? What do you have to say to them?
And this is Ashley. I know that's a part of me and Crystal's testimony. We were bullied so bad in high school, but in elementary and middle school, so bad. I was in depression actually for a long time, and God had to deliver me from that because I was just going through so much. But I promise you that God sees you. He has not forgotten about you.
Amen.
And everything that you're going through right now, I'm speaking to somebody, everything that you're going through right now, he's just making it a testimony. People will look back at your life and be like, I didn't think that you were going to be that person that you are now, but look at God. And you'll just be that testimony and never stay in depression. It's a choice. You can choose to get better. You can choose to, you know what, I can do better. I can be delivered. God, he has something better for me. I don't want to sit on the couch anymore. I don't want to just sleep. I want to go out and I'm going to walk outside and I'm going to enjoy my day.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's interesting because you don't hear too often that the females get bullied, because you usually hear the boys, you know, the guys getting bullied by their size or whatever. But and for you as a female to talk to the youth in regards to being bullied as a female, I mean, what? Can you discuss some of the things that you were bullied about, or?
Oh, just everything. I would actually, when I was young, I didn't have a lot of money, so we didn't have the best clothes in the world. And so we would, they're just mad about how we look, or, you know, Crystal had glasses. They're mad that she had to wear glasses. Or they're upset because I was just a really quiet girl. I would always be in the corner kind of humming to myself, and they thought that was weird. They were like, oh, this girl is crazy. What is wrong with her? She up here whistling in the corner, let alone I'm quiet, and I was just like outcast from the very beginning. And it was really crazy. I just didn't understand. I was like, why didn't they like me? Am I just not pretty enough, or am I just not because you have to look a certain way. They wanted you to do certain dances, and I couldn't do. I just couldn't. Yeah. I wasn't made to fit in. God didn't create me to fit in.
And you know what? I think that's it right there. It's like there's so much power in not fitting in. I look back at it now, and I'm like, man, God, I understand why I was different. I see that you set me apart. It's not a bad thing. I think that's the cool thing.
That's the power now, because instead of me and Crystal trying to fit in to be like everybody else, we just embraced how different God made us. So when I was in the corner and I was humming to myself, guess what? I'm a singer now. You know, I was in the corner and I was like, okay, I was so depressed and I was going through things. I'm like, at the age of 13 and 12 and 14, I'm writing songs about how you can be delivered from depression. I'm writing songs about how you can be taken from one situation to another situation. And I think that's something that we really need to bring to light. Like, just because you're going through something, that doesn't mean that it won't be a testimony later.
Yes.
It's not. Embrace who you are. Don't change who you are. Just embrace
it. Good. Embrace who you are. Amen.
Awesome. Awesome. All right, and thank you for calling in and taking time out of your busy schedule. Go ahead and get them your websites one more time before you go. Your website
and this is Crystal. We just want to thank you again for having us. Our website is dynastymusic.com, and you can reach us there. Again, it's Dynasty, D-Y-N-A-H-S-T-I, music.com, and you can get all of our information there.
Awesome. Thanks again for calling in, and we definitely appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right, you definitely have a good night, and keep pull those amazing songs together, okay?
Yes.
Thank you
Thank
so
you.
Much. God bless you.
All right, you have a good night. That was Dynasty, awesome group. Man, this has been a wonderful, wonderful time here today. Before I get into anything else, we definitely got to go with our words to live by. And our words to live by for this week will be Matthew 6:33, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Go watch the week and understand this verse. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Seek his kingdom. If you're struggling, seek his kingdom. Give God the glory for your trials and your tribulations, because he is preparing you for something that's greater than what you think is great. So, and also you definitely have to seek his righteousness as well. Matthew 6:33, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. You guys have a great, great week, a very blessed week. We'll be back next week. Enjoy your Palm Sunday, as well as coming up is Easter Sunday. So prepare quarterly to the Easter rules and regulations. Let me stop playing. It's no Easter rules and regulations. You know, everybody's preparing their meals and the Easter egg hunts and the Easter suits and the Easter clothes. So govern yourselves accordingly. So we're going to get into a little of my boy, Poetic Lace. He is not here today, so we're going to get into Poetic Lace. And if we have time, we'll come back for more conversation.
Nightmares, he's trying to get a fit, but I ain't going there. I'm not the one, definitely not the truth. I grind so hard, I sweat blood while it's blue. I dream big, work hard, and I trust God. Wrote this song for the dreamer, keep him on the job. Listen close, sister, told the true story. Through the dream, a guy gets the glory. Joseph, colorful coat, one of the youngest, but he had the most hope. Had a dream that the stars bowed down to him. His brothers didn't like it, so they started plotting on him. Sound familiar? It's everyday life. His own flesh and blood drawn his back to a knife. They got together and they threw him in the pit. He probably said it to himself as the time went. Now standing in the pit, his brothers made a plan so they can make their pockets fit. You know, selling for the triple money. My boy's a slave now, dang, his life is getting crummy. Down in Egypt, he's a slave for a Potiphar. The Lord is with him, so he's still gon' prosper. Even in the rough times, Joe was working hard. Master season, so my boy gets a big reward. Yes, sir, rising to the top. The house overseer call him cream of the crop. Joe is looking good to his master's wife now. So she acts like a bitch, tryna lay him down. Dang, here we go again. Another sad event that was led by the sin. Joe runs from the wife, so she tells a lie. Now he's in the jail saying this from his eyes. Up for a tipsy break. It's so sad.
but there's no escape. Yeah. Gotta deal with him. Possible it's attached like his name's Kim. In the prison, Joe's the leader cause he's so blessed. The keeper loves him cause a guy killing all the stress. One day, two guys get locked up. The dreams they had made their minds get shocked up. Joe read him, yes he was right. Time goes by, then the dreams come to sight. Later on, the Pharaoh has a dream. Then the chief butler says I'm all about the cream. Joe was pulled out of jail just to live the dream. Got it right, then he's elevated to a king. So his bros need him, so they won't be there. Now they're seeing he was right when he said. Tell him.
I hear that.
See, if you open your Bible and turn to Genesis 37, you'll see that Joseph had a dream. And after he had a dream, hell followed. But at the end of the story, his dream came to pass. Now what makes you think that won't happen for you? Oh, don't mind me. This is what happened when silence falls.